Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello and happy Wednesday to you. Welcome back to the Truth to You podcast. And this is a place where we try to take the truth of God's Word and we study it, we talk about it, and apply it to our daily lives. And that's what we're, Lord willing, going to do here again today. We're in the book of Hebrews now. We've started the book of Hebrews. Before we get there, though, I do want to just recognize our verse for today, and it is Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. The Bible says this, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Isn't it a wonderful thing to start your day knowing that you are not a sinner on your way to hell? Boy, God gave his son for us, removed the sin, paid our sin debt, and all because he loved us. And we have an opportunity to live and abide in that love. And what a special thing. One more time, Romans 5 and verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." As I said, we're in the book of Hebrews, and what an excellent book. What a thrilling book of the Bible. So many special themes found in this book. And although we are not told the author's name, much speculation has been done. Of course, many believe it was Paul, and I feel like I could make a little bit of a case for that assumption as well. But whatever the reason, the Lord didn't tell us directly. And so we see here in this wonderful book some more amazing truths that we get to study together. And we are in Hebrews chapter 4. Let me go ahead and read just a powerful, powerful verse in verse 12. Chances are you've already heard this verse, you know it. But listen as I read it, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." You know, there have been many times when I have reflected on a decision that I have made in the past. And, you know, maybe you can identify with this thought that has crossed my mind numerous times before. What was I thinking? I think I had that thought just about every day as a teenager. And if you talk to my parents, they would probably say, you know, we were asking the question as well, what was he thinking? Well, maybe you can identify with that. And truth be told, we find ourselves in situations where we act rashly, we don't stop and think before we act, and many times we grow to regret that, right? Sometimes we need, though, to stop and analyze why we make the bad decisions that we do, the choices. But what about the answer, right? What is it that helps us sort through our actions and impure motives? What is the biggest thing that brings clarity to our Christian lives and helps us move forward? Well, that answer, of course, is found in the Word of God. And just as the verse says and describes, the Word of God is essential in the life of a Christian and how it helps us to get it, discern the thoughts of our heart. Boy, there are times that our heart will lead us into all kinds of mischief. There are times that our emotions are not bridled and lead us off the path of logical thinking. And when we find ourselves down that path and we step back and we say, boy, what was I thinking? Well, the writer of Hebrews says, listen, take the Word of God. Take the truths found in it and apply it to your life. And find out for yourself that this book has the ability to discern the thoughts and intents of our heart. Boy, Lord, why is it that in that moment I did what I did? Lord, why is it that I got so angry? Why is it? Where is my problem exactly, specifically? Lord, would you reveal that to me? And as we read God's word, boy, it is amazing how the Lord just points those things out. And as we read down through and we find where God's people struggled with a particular thing, sometimes we read that, wow, I struggle with the same thing. And how did they get to that place? Well, they got there by these steps. And how did they get victory? How did they find success? And they got here by this or that. And literally the Word of God is that piece in our lives that brings clarity to our walk. Now, if I'm not interested in the Word of God, if I'm not applying it and interested in reading it, then certainly I'm going to be deficient in that area. I'm going to walk around just being confused of, well, what was I thinking? Well, but there's always an answer. And the Word of God helps us to get to that place of establishment and answering of those questions that we struggle through. And so let me just encourage you, teenager, today, apply the Word of God to your struggles. Apply the Word of God to that wrong decision that you made yesterday or last week, and allow the Word of God to show you how you can move forward, because God always has a plan forward, and that's one of the beauties of our relationship with Him. Hey, before you go, just want to mention we are praying for Michael N. today, and it's been a little bit since I've seen him at church, but we'll continue to pray that the Lord would meet his needs and he'd be able to get back with us soon. But pray for him today, even if you don't know much about where he is. Maybe you haven't talked with him in a while, you've not reached out. I encourage you to do so, and pray for Michael N., okay? Hey, we'll be back again tomorrow. Hope that you'll join us. Take care.